One February weekend, some friends invited my tween daughter and me on an East Bay hike, and I asked this guy I was dating to come along. He was a scientist who loved the outdoors, so I thought it might be fun. But the forecast was rain. Chris wondered if I had a raincoat. My daughter had a waterproof coat with a hood and boots, but I didn't. "Let's go to REI," he said. I resisted. He pulled out his faded REI card. "Come on," he said. I might have muttered under my breath, "I can take care of myself just fine, thank you very much." I'd been a single mom since my daughter was born, and I'd made it this far without a raincoat. Besides, clothes shopping is so personal, and if he'd wanted to buy me something so I'd like him more, that wasn't necessary. I already liked him a lot. He was a great cook. He loved kids. He built furniture. He made me laugh. As I browsed the sales rack, he strolled over with a coat. "Try this on." It was Gore-Tex and lightweight. It had pockets, but it was lime green, not my color. I wasn't sure, but I wasn't sure about a lot of things, like if he was planning to pay for that coat, which would have been generous, but way over the top. I told him I was fine with my fleece pullover. Maybe I was embarrassed. Maybe I didn't feel like I deserved a fancy raincoat. "Please," Chris said, "just try it on." I pushed one arm through the sleeve. The zipper had a storm flap. It fit perfectly. "You look great," he said. "How do you feel?" I felt like I was about to cry on the thermal underwear. I couldn't remember the last time a man wanted to take care of me or made me feel so loved. But I didn't deserve this. It was too expensive. So I unzipped the coat. He put his hand on my shoulder. "Let me do this for you." The tears pricked my eyelids. If I said yes, wouldn't I seem too needy? "It's just a raincoat," Chris said. But it was so much more. With a perspective, I'm Rachel Sarah.